What's happening locally? The news.
And let us have a look, shall we? Today's local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Luis Enrique and Ricardo Alberto Martinelli Linares, sons of former President Ricardo Martinelli, remain linked to the Blue Apple case. An investigation that tracks down the million-dollar bribes that owners of important construction companies paid to officials and individuals during the period of 2009-14 in exchange for public works contracts. The Supreme Court of Justice has rejected an appeal that was filed by the defense of the Martinelli brothers that attempted to overturn a decision by the former second liquidator of criminal cases, Baluisa Martinez, who had decreed a procedural break in the case. The team of lawyers representing the Martinelli-Linares family, who are currently members of the Central American Parliament, Parla Sen, had requested a reconsideration of Martinez's decision to send the case filed to the full court. However, the judges rejected the appeal. With this decision, the Supreme Court of Justice accepted the Blue Apple case file and gave it a hearing, which implies that the court must appoint a magistrate and a fiscal magistrate to handle the case. Edict number 950, published on Tuesday, the 27th of August, in the court's office, contains a decision issued under the report of Magistrate Maribel Cornejo Batista and with the unanimous vote of the rest of the members of the plenary session. In ruling number 159 of August the 21st of 2023, Martinez, who was in charge of the Blue Apple case, decided to break the proceedings in the Martinelli brothers case and send their file to the full court. This decision was made after both were sworn in as partisan deputies, which allowed them to avoid ordinary justice. In the ruling, Martinez explained that it is responsibility of the Supreme Court to investigate and prosecute criminal and police acts carried out against the principal or alternate deputy. In the elections of the 5th of May, Luis Enrique and Ricardo Alberto Martinelli Linares were re-elected as alternate deputies to the Parlacen. Luis Enrique is the alternate for Giselle Borrillo, while Ricardo Alberto is the alternate for Carlos Uten. However, the latter is also the alternate deputy for Tomas Benavides, the circuit of Circuit 9-2, which is in Veraguas. In addition to the Blue Apple case, the Martinelli brothers are also facing another trial for alleged money laundering, the Odebrecht case. In this case, they will also have to be tried by the full court because, as we said, they are members of the Parlacen. The proposed reforms to address the financial crisis of the Social Security Fund, the CSS, will be debated in the National Assembly in extraordinary sessions in November and in December, the Presidency of the Republic reported on Wednesday. The information comes from a meeting held on Wednesday by the President of the Republic, José Raúl Moreno, with several teachers' unions to address the issues of the economic situation of the CSS. I want to lead this issue within a time frame because the country has to move on to other issues, and what needs to be done will not be traumatic for anyone, neither for current retirees and pensioners nor for those who are about to retire, Molino said, according to the statement from the presidency. The meeting with the executive took place in the Pass Hall of the presidency, and it was reported that representatives of some 28 teachers' unions participated, who were urged to present their proposals, duly supported, with the aim of preparing a project of reforms for the CSS with the contribution of various sectors. The president has already held meetings with other sectors, such as the political party leaders, private companies, and some workers' organizations, to finalize the proposal that will be brought before the National Assembly at the end of this year. The government's plan is to achieve approval of the reforms to the CSS this year, with the aim of addressing other issues on the national agenda from January of 2025. I do not wish for a traumatic process, much less confrontation between Panamanians. I do not wish that. I believe that we're all encouraged by the intention to talk and resolve this issue without it implying an indefinite wait, as has happened on other occasions, where none of those famous dialogues have resulted in a concrete, credible, or bearable proposal for the National Assembly, said Molina. Serena Van Vass, representative of the San Francisco District, along with her legal team, filed a criminal complaint with the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office of the Public Ministry to investigate the alleged undue withholding of Social Security Fund, CSS, fees by the former administration of the Communal Council. The legal action was filed on Tuesday, the 27th, because the district has a debt of more than $50,000 with the CSS. Van Vass took office on the 2nd of July after defeating PRD Carlos Perez Herrera at the polls, who was the highest authority in the San Francisco district for 20 years. One of our most important pillars is transparency, and the reason we are communicating this is because we're extremely concerned, since there is a very large sum, more than $50,000, owed to the Social Security Fund, and this is something that unfortunately will have to come out of our operating budget, which is already quite low, the representative said in a video. She added that she's not making excuses for not working and assured that they are moving forward with projects for the community. However, she said that it is her duty to file the relevant complaints. Law 60 of December the 29th of 1999 on the crime of undue retention establishes that whoever retains employer-employee contributions and does not remit them to the CSS within 3 months after the obligation to pay arises will incur a prison sentence of 2 to 4 years. The same sanction will be applied to the employer, the legal representative, or to whoever in one way or another orders the manager, administrator, or accountant to withhold the delivery of contributions. This is the second criminal complaint that Van Vass has filed with the Public Prosecutor's Office. On the 4th of July, just a few hours after taking office, she reported the alleged commission of crimes against computer security, public administration, and the financial assets of the local council. This because the accounting system that was on the computers of the San Francisco Community Council were deleted. Why was it supposedly deleted? Because we found absolutely nothing, she reported at the time. She explained that the previous administration, headed by Perez Herrera, informed her that the lack of accounting system data on the technology equipment was caused by an alleged fluctuation. Oh, that also affected the backups. As the days went by, the district representative began reporting more irregularities detected in her office. San Francisco, by the way, is the sector of the district that has seen the greatest increase in population over the last 10 years. Data from the 2023 census reveal that it has 61,290 inhabitants, while in 2010 it had 43,939. That is, it has 17,351 more. The mayor of the District of Panama, Mayor Mizrachi, expressed frustration at the serious financial crisis facing the municipality of Panama. During the Panama City Council session, Mizrachi expressed concern about the economic constraints affecting project management and the provision of essential services to the citizens. The mayor of the capital city reacted after several councillors from the District of Panama told municipal authorities that they did not have enough staff within the communal councils to carry out work in their respective communities. As you may recall, one of the first decisions the mayor made upon assuming office was to reduce the payroll from 6,000 to 3,500 officials. Within this group were some collaborators of the communal councils, both permanent and temporary. During his speech, the mayor used as an example what happens within the Ministry of Public Works, an entity with a budget of more than $1 billion and debts exceeding $170 million. In the case of the Municipality of Panama, this year's budget was $325 million and the debt is around $140 million. The percentage of debt in relation to the budget is astronomical, said the mayor. He also told the councillors that the frustration is mutual regarding the financial crisis that the local government is experiencing, since he is also experiencing it. The reality is that we must not look back. It is not that you do not want to, but that you do not have, and that is the situation of the current mayor's office. My priority is to find a way to resolve it and not give excuses, said Mizrachi. To deal with this situation, Mizrachi stressed that from September the 16th to October the 16th, there will be a moratorium on the payment of municipal taxes, which according to him will provide some degree of liquidity or cash flow that will allow them to breathe. It's not just our cutting costs, it's also about accelerating the generation of new revenues, and that will be my big focus in the next 30 days, he concluded. Former Panama Mayor José Luis Fábrega left a legacy marked by the excessive increase in payroll and operating expenses, which generated criticism and concern in the municipal administration. Despite these increases, his administration was also characterized by poor execution of investment projects, which has been pointed out as a key factor in the municipality's current financial crisis. Well, starting at 10 a.m. yesterday, the use of three new lanes was implemented in the Pan American Highway with the aim of speeding up traffic in western Panama. The Ministry of Public Works reported that this authorization will be carried out in the direction of Panama towards La Chorrera, starting near the Panama Pacifico Bridge up to the Centenario Highway. Residents of Loma Cova and Arihan Cabecera should use interchange number 6, located in front of the Extra supermarket in Arihan. In a statement, the Ministry of Public Works indicated that the road will be properly signposted, so drivers are advised to take the necessary precautions. These lanes are part of the expansion and rehabilitation project of the Pan American Highway in the Las Americas Arihan Bridge section, also known as the 8-lane highway. The work began in September 2017, and 7 years have passed now since the order to proceed was given. The expansion to 8 lanes is being carried out by the Loma Cova Consortium, made up of the companies Acciona Construcción S.A. and Constructora Meco S.A. The cost of the project is $413 million and included the construction of 11 kilometres of road. And as part of an investigation into the crime of gang activity, Operation Storm was carried out in the early hours of yesterday. This operation was carried out in Las Manitas and the surrounding areas with the objective of locating members of the gang Cochos Sin Terror, CST. This gang is linked to several crimes, including homicides, drug trafficking and illegal possession of weapons, among others. So far, 17 people have been arrested. Of these, 16 are suspected members of the gang, including its leader, known as alias Fufu. The other person arrested had an outstanding arrest warrant. More than 40 investigations have been carried out within the framework of Operation Tormenta, which was executed by personnel from the Specialized Prosecutor's Office for Crimes of Illicit Association in conjunction with the National Police. During the investigation, money and suspected illegal substances were seized. And that's it then. There's our look for this morning. This is some of the local news stories compiled for you for today's programme.